How to Receive by A.S. Copley. The following earnest appeal for help has reached us. Our answer thereto may be helpful to others in similar perplexity. Therefore, we herein give the letter and our reply. Dear Brother Copley, I have read your leaflet, Suggestions to the Thirsty, with much interest. It seems to be one of the clearest and most helpful I have seen. For a number of years I have been seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit as promised to the disciples, and, I believe, to us, but seem to make little headway. I have been much hindered and mystified by the different views held as to how to receive the baptism. One tells me to believe that he will fill me, another that he is filling me, and still another that he has filled me. Even your fine tract somewhat confuses me. You say, for 3 days the Spirit pressed me to believe that I was actually receiving. Then on the next page you say, I dared to believe that he fills me now. Then a few lines further on you say, not many days later God actually filled me. Does not that seem contradictory? I believe Mark 11:24 that we are to believe that we receive when we pray, but my difficulty is in knowing what I am to believe that I receive. One says the Holy Spirit, another says the baptism. In the same breath, one of them says no one has the baptism until he speaks in tongues, and joy and ecstasy are in evidence. Beloved thirsty soul, as you read my answer to your earnest inquiry, trust the Holy Spirit to show you the simplicity of the way. You may just as well be anointed with the Spirit while you read the letter as tomorrow after tarrying an hour or more. Now is the accepted time. 2 Corinthians 6:2. First, fasten on to Mark 11:34. Never mind what this one or that one says if he does not speak according to the word. If you believe only that he will answer you sometime, you may wait a long while. But if you do exactly as Jesus advised, believe that ye receive, ye may not wait at all. Note exactly the Master's words, when ye pray, believe, and ye shall have. Believe what? That ye receive. Second, what to believe vanishes in a moment. Let not that trouble you. According to the Scriptures, you should ask for and expect the Holy Spirit to fill your whole being with Himself. I say fill because fill expresses the normal condition of believers in relation to the Holy Spirit in 14 citations. Luke chapter 4 verse 1, Acts chapter 2 verse 4, chapter 4 verse 8 and 31, chapter 6 verse 3, chapter 7 verse 55, chapter 9 verse 17, chapter 11 verse 24, chapter 13 verse 9 and 52, and Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. By the time you read all those scriptures believingly, you will probably be experimentally filled. Hallelujah! But if you are still uncertain as to what to name your experience, believe God to give you what He calls the experience. He is not a cold, hard arbiter to whom you come. He is a loving, tender Father who offers His best gift, the gift of the Holy Ghost, to His beloved child. When one of my daughters, about 4 years old, wanted some Dutch cheese, she invariably asked for sauerkraut. Did we give her sauerkraut? No, we gave her what we knew she wanted, not what she said. God looks on the heart, not on the words. He knows not only what you want, but that you need the Holy Spirit. Therefore, when ye pray, not the next day, believe that ye receive whatever you ask for, and because you have Jesus' own word for it, ye shall have. Third, you say further, when I was saved 52 years ago, I believed I was saved on the authority of God's word, and the next day He filled me with joy. I have been healed more than once through believing that I was healed, then and there through His stripes. But how am I to believe that I am baptized with the Spirit with none of the accompanying signs in evidence? Is the baptism to be received the same way as salvation and healing? Beloved brother, your last questions have answered themselves together with your statement about salvation and healing. The Spirit has been instructing you by past experience as well as by the Word, but you refuse to accept the plain instruction because reason stood against faith. Of course we receive the Spirit by faith, just as we do salvation and healing, Galatians 3:14. There is no other way. Believe and receive on the authority of God's Word as you did salvation and healing. You clamor for the signs which evidence the fullness of the Spirit. Why so? For what sign did you look when you were saved and healed? God is a jealous God and wants you to plant your faith feet upon His Word. If He gave you the sign before you believed, then you would believe the sign instead of the Word. Believe the Word, then the sign will follow. Afterward, you will thank God for both the gift, or seal, Ephesians 1:13, and the sign, or evidence. The sign of tongues is not the grounds for our faith, but the evidence that faith has obtained. Fourth, do you see now that my words in the tract are not contradictory? When I really heeded the Holy Spirit's pressure to believe, I did believe that I was receiving or being filled with the Spirit. I ceased absolutely from asking any more for the fullness, but acted my faith by praising God for the Spirit. My part ended in believing. There God began. Faith grew as I rejoiced and kept on believing. When He saw my faith perfected, the Spirit came upon me and into me, and my soul was flooded with glory. This was not salvation glory alone, which I had experienced often before, but Pentecostal power and glory, and in an entirely new and unspeakable experience. And added to that new and ineffable glory, I was made to speak in a new tongue. God is no respecter of persons, as Peter declared in Cornelius' house, Acts 10:34. Therefore, all receive the Spirit by faith in God's word. You will receive Him in the same way, and you may receive Him now.